USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This Thanksgiving, it may be cheaper to let someone else do all the cooking and cleaning. Inflation has seen prices increase in virtually all Thanksgiving foods, including the turkey. But according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the cost of dining out has risen at a lower rate than the cost of dining in. Eating home has risen more than 12% in the last year, while eating out is up less than 9%. Police investigating the murders of four University of Idaho students in off-campus housing are asking for additional tips to help identify the suspect. Moscow Police Chief James Fry says any piece of information might help.
Even if you don't believe it is relevant, investigators will review and determine if and how your information builds the picture.
Police have not found the murder weapon, which is believed to be a knife. Accused Club Q shooter Anderson Lee Aldridge appeared at a court hearing via Zoom Wednesday. He's accused of killing at least five people and injuring 17 others at the club in Colorado Springs. Colorado 4th Judicial District Attorney Michael Allen is explaining the charges the defendant is facing.
The arrest charges were authorized by that PC affidavit were five counts of first-degree murder, which is with intent and deliberation, and then five counts of bias-motivated crimes.
President Biden is speaking with Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin after a mass shooting in the state last night. A White House statement saying Biden offered his support and federal assistance if needed. This comes after a man shot and killed six people at a Walmart in Chesapeake. Wall Street giving the thumbs up to this day before Thanksgiving. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 96 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
A family is still seeking answers after the murder of their daughter.
The parents of Brian Laundry will have to answer a range of questions in a civil lawsuit regarding his former fiancée, Gabby Petito. A Florida judge denied a motion that would have limited the scope of questioning in connection to the events leading up to Petito's death. Petito's parents are accusing the Laundries of knowing that their son killed his fiancée during a cross-country trip last year before he took his own life. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Just ahead of Thanksgiving, the Butterball Turkey line is ready to help. The line has been around since the 1980s, and the most common question they get is how long it takes to defrost a turkey, which the professionals say is 24 hours for every 5 pounds, and to thaw it in the fridge. Anyone planning to cook a turkey who has questions can call the hotline at 1-800-288-8372. Big-name Republicans continue to throw their weight behind Herschel Walker and his run for the Senate. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz has his back.
Why do the Democrats hate Herschel so much? Because he's a black man who's a conservative who has the courage to speak out.
Walker is going up against Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock in the runoff election that's set for December 6th. Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News, wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.